saying, you should work with this kid from, you know, General Hospital, and, you know, he's, like, fantastic. I never saw him in General Hospital, but everyone said it, and my manager's wife, Carlene, just over and over again, you need to work with this kid, Ricky Martin. And on the other side, you know, when sometimes people tell you things independently, you think it's all meant to be. So Richard J. Alexander and Debbie Ohanian, I think Debbie had found him first and had called Richard to the attention. He was directing Les Mis on Broadway and hired him to be in Les Mis. And so they were saying, you have to work with this kid. So it turned out that he lived six blocks away on Miami Beach. And so, you know, and just so happens that he had a success called Un, Dos, Tres, Maria all through Latin America. And they wanted to see if there was a way to cross him over to English-speaking material.
Right.
And I was the perfect one to do it. So at that time, you know, he brought over Draco Rosa, who was his, you know, a collaborator and producer, who had been in Menudo with him. And, you know, they stayed friends, and Draco produced Un, Dos, Tres, Maria. So they came over and to my studio, and it was a love fest. And we started writing for the World Cup theme. The Cup of Life,
yes,
which is the song he sang on the Grammys that flipped everybody out, right?
Yes,
that was the actual, ignition to the Latin music explosion. It ignited the Latin music explosion, because from there on, you know, Sony started going strong with Mark Anthony and J Lo, and you know, and then Universal came out with Enrique, and then Clive had Santana, and we all of a sudden. Everything was Latino, and everybody wanted to be a Latin lover or sleep with a Latin lover, one way or the other. And so so then, you know, we had that huge success, and luckily Ricky was the artist for the World Cup and sang the Cup of Life for 2 billion people, television audiences, all over the world, and it was a sensation. And so after that Grammy performance, I got a call from Ricky's manager, Angelo Medina. He said, I want you to write something in Spanglish. It has to be Spanglish. So it has Spanish and English.
Right.
And I said, wow, okay. So I spent 3 days kind of working out this puzzle, and I had to say, well, how do I write a song, you know, in using Spanish words that everybody understands.
Right.
So I remember from being in L.A. that we'd always pass this chicken place called El Pollo Loco.
Yes.
And so El Pollo Loco, 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 La Vida Loca. Live in La Vida Loca, because I had Living on a Prayer. So I said, live in La Vida Loca.
Right.
And so Draco and I wrote that song together, and something else happened. The year before, Sinatra had passed away. And so, or maybe it was 2 years before, but we kept seeing documentaries on the Rat Pack and Sinatra and Vegas and all of that. And, you know, we said, well, Ricky's sort of like the Latin Elvis. That's how we envisioned
it. Yes, yes.
And so we wrote this song that had kind of a Rat Pack verse, you know, she's in the superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls. Almost sounds like something from, you know, a Broadway show from the, you know, from the 1950s or 40s or something. And then I said, well, but let's really rock the chorus like the anthem, like the stadium anthem, like with fist in the air, you know, upside, inside out, because we had success with Here We Go, Ale, Ale, Ale from the World Cup.
Right.
So it was, you know, absolutely a turning point also in Latin music.